So, okay, that's a solid-state memory module.
What we wanted to do is to have a solid-state memory module that would, so you carry your information on it. We also think that possibly the whole state of your system, of course, this was our software.
Right.
So when you plugged in the module, you'd be even if you're using someone else's machine, it would be exactly like
your machine,
like yours. And people are reviving that idea right now, where you put in a CD-ROM and the machine is suddenly your machine. So this was,
you can get many versions of Linux now.
It's going to have an LCD panel, enough RAM resolution for at least 80 columns across.
Yeah.
These are leaf keys. And these are the use front keys for the commands.
Right.
And
it's another leap system.
Yeah. This is probably 84, 85 or something like
that. You know that I've taught our piglet to leap for her food, and every time I do it I think of the leap keys.
So
what was this called? Was this done at
IAI.
It was done at IAI?
Mm-hmm. So,
it wasn't called a Swift, though.
Yes, it was.
It was a Swift.
Yeah. One of the Swift versions. So here's the leap keys. And I think this was leap again.
Leap again, yeah.
And, of course, notice it's all color-coded. This says use front, and that's reddish, and you can always tell, because if you're holding down the use front key, you get... It's all color-coded. So,
it's lovely.
It was
made of wood. Did you know Chuck Colby? Because he made a lot of prototypes like this. The Walk Mac. Remember that? The first portable.
I don't remember that.
Chuck Colby.
Really, well, while we're videoing these things and